Welcome to episode 982 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
Brothers and sisters, this is the man of whom I spoke, the stranger from Ephesus, who says he is a follower of the way, and who brings letters from Timothy, vouching for him.
Peace to you, friends. My name is Onesiphorus. I have been sent by our overseer in Ephesus in search of our brother Paul. Over the passing of two moons, I have traveled through lands and across waters, enduring discomfort, fatigue, and moments of fear. I have been in Rome for two Sabbaths, inquiring about the whereabouts of the apostle. Finally, I met Lucius in the marketplace, and he shared with me the troubling news about brother Paul's imprisonment. Can anyone tell me where he is being held?
Onesiphorus, peace be upon you. My name is Pudens, and this is my wife, Claudia. This is our home, and you are most welcome. Please come in and join us for worship. Lucius, help him with his cloak, and Claudia, fetch him some water. He seems weary from his travels.
Brother Onesiphorus, my name is Linus, and I am a humble disciple of Paul. Yes, the apostle is here, and it is true. He is imprisoned once again. This time, it seems more severe. The authorities are making it difficult for any of us to see him. They've moved him from house arrest to a cold cell in the lower chambers, likely to keep him away from the outside world.
The emperor intends to execute him, as he has several of our brethren in these past days.
We tried to visit him last week, but the guards turned us away, claiming orders from the higher-ups. Only a few of us have managed to speak with him briefly. His condition is dire, the food is scarce, and the conditions are harsh.
I must see him. Paul is my dear brother, and he has done much for the church in Ephesus. I cannot leave without offering him some comfort and support. Is there any way to gain access?
It won't be easy, but there are still ways. Pudens might be able to help you. He is a retired senator and still has powerful friends. Yet any effort to contact Paul will be dangerous. The authorities are watching us closely, especially after the recent fires.
I will make some inquiries and see what I can do.
Christian, on your feet. You have a visitor. I'll be back within the hour.
A visitor? Onesiphorus? Onesiphorus, it is you, my dear friend. You are truly a sight for sore eyes. Only Luke has been able to come and see me with any regularity.
Brother Paul, greetings in the name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Greetings indeed to you, my friend. Oh, I wish I were not shackled in this cell like a common criminal. My clothes are filthy rags and my body wastes away here in the darkness. Still, the sight of you brings me such joy.
The believers in Ephesus pray for you day and night, and when we heard of your arrest in Miletus, Timothy asked me to come and find you.
Ah, Timothy, my dear son. My heart aches for him. How is he? How is his health?
He is serving the Lord faithfully, and his stomach ailment has not been as severe as it was when last you wrote.
Praise be to the Father.
I have brought you some bread and a flask of water. I also tried to bring you a cloak, but the guards confiscated it before they allowed me in here to see you.
Thank you for your kindness. Onesiphorus, I have so appreciated your visits. You have no idea how much you have encouraged me, but the Spirit has impressed me to encourage others, as my time is short. I have here a letter that I have written that I must entreat you to deliver to Timothy. Please take this with you to Ephesus with all haste.
I am honored to be of service, and I will ask Pudens to secure passage for me on a ship from the port of Ostia.
Wonderful. There are some urgent matters that I wish to convey. Who knows? This might be my last opportunity to share what the Lord has laid on my heart.
Today's top 10 list.
10 concerns the Apostle Paul addresses in his farewell letter.
Number 1.
Perseverance in suffering and hardship. Paul urges Timothy to endure suffering for the sake of the gospel, highlighting the inevitability of hardship in ministry. He encourages Timothy to stand firm, comparing him to a soldier, athlete, and farmer who must work hard to receive their reward. Paul foresees increasing persecution and difficult times ahead for believers. He advises Timothy to be prepared for opposition, hardship, and suffering, warning that everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Despite all the challenges, Paul expresses confidence in God's faithfulness. He wants Timothy to understand that God will remain faithful and will reward those who have endured. He reassures Timothy that the Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom.
Number 2.
Guarding the truth. Paul is deeply concerned about maintaining the integrity of the gospel. He instructs Timothy to guard the truth that has been entrusted to him, holding fast to sound doctrine and avoiding the influence of false teachings.
Number 3.
Avoiding false teachings and heresies. Paul warns Timothy about false teachers and doctrines that are threatening the church. He identifies specific false teachings and urges Timothy to avoid godless chatter and opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge.
Number 4.
Faithfulness to apostolic teaching. Paul emphasizes the importance of staying faithful to the teachings he has imparted to Timothy. He urges Timothy to continue in the things he has learned and become convinced of, remembering his mentors and their example.
Number 5.
Rising opposition and godlessness in the last days. Paul speaks about the increasing godlessness and moral decay that will characterize the last days. He warns Timothy people will become lovers of themselves, money, and pleasure rather than lovers of God, highlighting the need for vigilance and discernment.
Number 6.
Endurance and evangelism. Paul is concerned that Timothy continues to fulfill his calling as an evangelist. He charges Timothy to preach the word, to be prepared in season and out of season, and to do the work of an evangelist, ensuring that the gospel is proclaimed regardless of the circumstances.
Number 7.
Continuing the chain of discipleship. Aware that his death is near, Paul is concerned with leaving a legacy of faithfulness. He expresses his sense of completion in his ministry and his readiness to be poured out like a drink offering, urging Timothy to carry on the mission. Paul emphasizes the importance of raising up new leaders who will continue to teach and spread the gospel. He instructs Timothy to entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others, ensuring that the faith is passed down through generations.
Number 8.
Maintaining a pure heart and clear conscience. Paul emphasizes the importance of Timothy maintaining a pure heart and a clear conscience. He urges Timothy to flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. Paul is concerned that Timothy, and by extension all believers, avoid sinful behaviors and associations that could compromise their witness and spiritual integrity.
Number 9.
Equipping the church with scripture. Paul stresses the vital role of scripture in equipping the church for every good work. He reminds Timothy that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Paul is concerned that Timothy uses the Word of God as the primary tool for building up the church, countering false doctrines, and promoting spiritual maturity among believers.
Number 10.
Timothy's boldness and courage in leadership. Paul encourages Timothy to be bold and courageous in his leadership. He tells him not to be timid or fearful, reminding him that the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Paul is concerned that Timothy lead with confidence and strength, relying on the Holy Spirit to empower his ministry and overcome any fear or hesitation in fulfilling his calling. These concerns reflect Paul's pastoral heart for Timothy and the church, emphasizing the need for faithfulness, endurance, sound doctrine, and continued evangelism amidst challenges and opposition. Father, we thank you for the powerful example of faith and endurance shown by the Apostle Paul. Help us to stand firm in the truth, to be courageous in our calling, and to always trust in your unfailing love and faithfulness. May we live our lives in a way that brings glory to your name, no matter the trials we face. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.